Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, P. Costanis. This is episode 198, season 8. Today's date is February 11, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about Musicland record stores and the Continental Bank in Chicago. So those are two very interesting topics. So it'll be a lot of fun. Before I get started, we're going to go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Cineburst Gum and Mini Burst Gum, of course. And this is a commercial from 1995. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
There's a gum out there making some real noise.
I like to be the one making the noise.
Cineburst and Mentaburst gum.
The taste is stimulating.
Oh, yeah. Outrageous flavor crystals.
Those flavor crystals frighten me.
And a cool, crystally crunch.
Cineburst crunches?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds unruly.
One taste, and you'll know what all the noise is about. Cineburst and Mentaburst gum. Turn up the taste.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Cineburst gum, also Mentaburst. There was another gum like that. It was called Fruitaburst. Excuse me. Those were on the market during the 90s. They didn't last very long. I remember consuming those from the makers of Dentine. So, you know, like most products, it came and went, you know, pretty good like that. And, you know, the 90s had very interesting commercials like Mentos. Okay, in the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about Musicland record stores and the Continental Bank in Chicago. Before I get started, I'll talk a couple of things about me. My doctor's nurse called yesterday and asked how I'm doing for my health. And I told her about the new medication that I explained to her. I'm having fatigue and I got the hot flashes. So far, the fatigue subsided somewhat, a little bit. That's good. But I'm sleeping well and the hot flashes, comes and goes. You know, the first time, when was this? About a few days ago, I went out for my first walk in a couple months because it's been cold and it was beautiful. I walked around the block. Yeah, about two or three times. It felt good. It really felt good. And it seems like a nice day today. I'm going to do the same. Probably this afternoon. Get the blood flowing, you know, just get going and all that. So that's great. So the nurse suggested just take it easy, and if you feel warm, don't wear a lot of layer clothing. You know, you can wear a t-shirt like inside, you know, just nothing tight, you'll be okay. And just eat well. I mean, I'm trying to diet, not to overeat, but she says, no, just have three good meals. You got to keep your strength up. And I've been doing that. I'll still not eat snacks in between. You know, that's hard to avoid. And drink a lot of water, of course. But I'm sick of water. Oh, I'm so sick of water. You know, it's tough like that. And then, let's see what else. And she says, if you have any problems, just give us a call. And I said, okay. You know, but so far I'm okay. You know, I've been on this new medication, Xtandi, for it'll be 2 months in about next week. So Like I said many times before, I will go see my urologist in April, see if the PSA falls, and I'll see my regular doctor in March. Yeah, do some blood work. Oh, I hope and pray. And you know, I just noticed there was a football player. He played for Ohio. I forgot his name. And he got the disease about a couple months before me. And he went through the same procedure, but I think his was spread rapidly like that. You know, he had the prostate removed like that, and he just died this week, and he was 48 years old and so young. Oh, that was heartbreaking. And I'm very frightened myself. So I don't know the whole details of his treatments. You know, was he on medication? I know he had his, like I said before, he had his prostate removed, and he said he was in remission, but then it came back and it was very aggressive. So I think he didn't have the medications what we have now back then. Well, I think they did, but I really don't know. It's very sad. Okay. So my condolences to his family. All right, now, so we're going to get started with the show. And not right now, I'm going to talk about musical and rec. Oh, before, I'm sorry. Before I get started again, episode 200 is coming up. And so I have one more episode before we hit the Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. It'll be a milestone episode. So I've thought about what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say it now. Probably maybe next episode. So it'll be a big one. Something very, very, very Chicago related and very something that a lot of people have loved in the past. Right, so I'll mention it, like I said, the next episode. So I'll do a lot of work on that. It'll be a lot of fun. So it'd be great. And so just tune in. Also, if you have any suggestions, please comment wherever this podcast is available, you know, or published. You could do it on my Facebook account, Twitter account. I'll mention it. So, you know, I mentioned that the 200th episode is coming up. And we'll see. It'll be kind of fun. All right, now we'll get started. I apologize, everyone. I'm going to talk about Musicland Record Stores. This was one of my favorite places growing up. And so I'll give you a little history of that and my memories of this place. So here we go. The Musicland Record Store was by a company called the Musicland Group Incorporated. And it not only ran just Musicland, it ran the Sam Goody, Discount Records, and Suncoast Motion Pictures. Did a podcast about them. On Cue and the Media Play Super Chains. I don't remember that. I think the last two, I don't think they were in Chicago. Not that I know of. And so their headquarters, was in Minnetonka, Minnesota. So it wasn't here. It was in Minnesota. And the first store opened in Minneapolis in 1955 by a man. His name was Grover Cleveland Sayre II. Sounds like Thurston Hall III, you know, from Gilligan's Island. This is funny. And then it just branched out, and then it popped all over the place, all over Chicago and other cities and all over the country. And then they purchased the Sam Goody chain. I don't know when that chain goes back earlier than that, and it was located elsewhere. And then so Sam Goody remained after Musicland left. So Musicland 1997, they all turned into Sam Goody. I'll get to that in a moment. What the store consisted at first in the 70s, they had records, you know, vinyl records, 8-tracks, cassettes, you know, also record equipment, and also car radios and car speakers, according to some ads I saw in the Chicago Tribune. They probably had radios, like, and then the 80s came, and then it boomed like that. And then, so most of the locations for Musicland were located at the shopping malls, like that. So I will tell you the locations in Chicago where Musicland were. Before I do that, I'm going to play a commercial for Musicland. And this commercial is from the 1980s, probably probably early 80s, maybe mid 80s or something like that. So you would remember. So sit back and enjoy a vintage 1980s commercial for Musicland. Thank you, everyone.
Got your music at Musicland. Pick up the latest hit releases from Power Station, Go West, Dan Fogelberg, Rick Springfield, Kenny Rogers, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Brian Adams. Just $5.99 each cassette or LP.
Musicland.
We bring entertainment to life.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. The 80s, what a wonderful time. you heard the slogan for Musicland, we bring entertainment to life. That's the one that stuck out the most for me and most people. They had two other jingles. One was Everything a Music Should Be and We Got What's Hot. There are a few commercials on YouTube. You can help yourself and log in, do a search, and just sit back and enjoy. You'll love it. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the locations of at the time where Musicland was located in the Chicagoland area. So here we go. In Aurora, there were two locations. It was at the Fox Valley Center and also Northgate Shopping Center. Also at Calumet City at River Oaks Shopping Center. And on the north side, there was Addison Mall and the Brickyard Mall. Also, there was a place called Chicago Place. I don't know where that was. I don't know. And, of course, Fort City, near my old neighborhood. Oh, I used to go there a lot because my favorite thing in the whole wide world to do was browse through a bookstore or a record store. I could spend hours just looking, standing, and thumbing through the albums and the CDs and all that. And also, you know, at a bookstore, you look through books. It's very relaxing. I still do that from time to time when I go to Barnes & Nobles. That's the only major bookstore that's there. There's also Barber's Bookstore. I just found out it opened in Orland Square, so maybe someday I'll go over there. Yeah, so at Fort City, it was there. I don't know when it opened. I think in the early 80s. And then it closed, I don't know, at the end of that decade, I imagine. And then I remember because then Peaches opened. So maybe they were there at the same time. You know, Peaches Records and Tapes. I don't know. Also, there was the downtown location at 61 East Randolph. I have a photo of that. And I posted that a while back. And that's kind of cool. Also, another location downtown was at Water Tower Place, which I did not know. I don't know what floor it was. Also, it was at Chicago Ridge Mall near me. I do remember that. I sort of remember that. Also, it was in Crystal Lake, at Crystal Point Mall, also Evergreen Park at the Evergreen Plaza, also the Forest Park Mall in Forest Park, Illinois, Gurnee Mills in Gurnee, the Lewis Joliet Mall in Joliet, also Yorktown Shopping Center in Lombard, also at Lincoln Mall in Madison, that's been closed for a while, also at Gulf Mills Shopping Center in Niles, also Northbrook Court in Northbrook, also North Riverside Park Shopping Center, of course in North Riverside, Oak Brook Center in Oak Brook, also in Orleans Square. According to the ad, this is from 1994. They had two locations, which I didn't know that. Also in Schaumburg and Woodfield, also at Vernon Hills and Hawthorne Center, also at Villa Park at the North Park Mall, also at Spring Hill Mall in West Dundee, also at Wheaton Town Square. Okay, like that. And there was also one in Evanston at 1701 Sherman Avenue, and also at in Norwich, Harlem Avenue and Forest Preserve Drive, right near, what's that, Harlem and Irving Plaza. Yeah, so that's interesting. So, there was the boom of the 80s. Not only at that time, they did not just have music. They brought laser discs, remember that, books, toys, games, video games like Atari. So that's kind of interesting. I remember that. So each store had, they had like sections. They had a bookstore, a movie store, a music store, a video game store, all in one roof like that. So that's kind of cool. Like that. And then, so that was like the Media Play concept. That was another store. I don't remember seeing that. No, not really. I don't know. And as time went on, Best Buy arrived, and then they bought the Musicland Group Incorporated in 2001. And so they wanted to, like I said before, it was Sam Goody, and they bought all that. So I remember the one Sam Goody store I remember was in Orange Square. I did that. So, sometimes when a company acquires another company, a lot of employees are very unhappy. I can understand that. So that's terrible. So and then it just disappeared. It was gone. But a lot of people remembered the Musicland very well in their youth. So as a teenager or in your early 20s, for me, it was a lot of fun. So I miss going to record stores. The biggest one right now is Rolling Stone, which is up on the north side. I haven't been there in a long, long time. I'd like to go there one day, but there are others around, like Beverly Records on the south side. I haven't been there in a long time, too. I like to browse. I just love it. I really do. Okay. Next up, we have Continental Bank. This was a good bank. It's also one of the most infamous banks. So I'll give you a little history of that and a couple memories of it. So the bank was founded in 1910 in Chicago, Illinois, and it was called the kind of, so in 1910, they were merged with two banks. One was, the Commercial National Bank and the Continental National Bank, which was founded in 1883. And then they merged in 1910. And then in 1932, it was changed to the Continental Illinois National Bank and Trust Company, the full name. That was located at 231 South LaSalle Street in Chicago. It's a beautiful building. Oh, it's a gorgeous building like that. And a lot of people in Chicago remember the commercials. And they had their accounts there as well. Also, it's famous for its mascot, which was a kangaroo. And let's see, the kangaroo. Here's an interesting history about that. The kangaroo was introduced around probably the 1972, early 70s, like that. So it was Connie Kangaroo, I think that was her name. And Joey was her baby that was in the pouch, like that. Okay. And so the slogan was for Continental Bank was, it's the big bank with the little bank inside. And they were mascots for a long, long time, as long as I remembered. And let's see, they were like dolls, sold puppets, plastic bags or something. There was a coloring book. So if you went in to open an account, or you transfer your account to a better account to get more interest, you receive these gifts like that. And so also puppets, I believe. I think I said that. And they were well known. It was like the Hubert the Lion from Harris Bank. You know, maybe they were competing at the time like that. And also, the slogan was, at Continental Bank, it will go, we'll find a way. It goes like that. That was their slogan. That was most memorable of that. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for the Continental Bank. And this is from 1978. And it's courtesy of the Museum of Classic Television. It's Fuzzy TV by Rick Klein. So thank you, Rick, and Fuzzy TV. So sit back and enjoy, and this jingle will take you back to a nice time. And when I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about what happened to the Continental Bank. Okay? Thank you, everyone.
Guy from Continental Bank walks in, says he needs some signs. Did he ever? These will show folks they can cash Continental personal checks at hundreds of locations all over Chicago and suburbs. This bunch for Continental's 24-hour downtown automatic banking centers. You know, Continental's found a way so you'll never be more than a few minutes away from your money or my signs.
At Continental Bank, we'll find a way.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Continental Bank. I remember a couple of commercials where Connie Kangaroo and Joey were animated. You know, I remember they were hopping around. That's a memory of that. Also, another commercial where there was a guy, he was a soda jerk. You know, he served ice cream at an ice cream parlor. And he made a huge hot fudge sundae or a banana split, and he put it on the counter. When my father was alive and he saw that, he made fun of him. That's what... So, you know, I wish there were more, but I only found one on YouTube. You know, I didn't find any more. Maybe I didn't do a thorough search. We'll see. As for a memory of Continental Bank for myself, just one, really. I was at school at DeVry. And this was during a year before I was going to graduate, like 1984 or 85 or something like that. My father knew a lady or, you know, someone that worked at the bank, and they were trying to get a job for me. You know, I was into computer programming or something like that. So I went down to the bank on LaSalle Street. And we met, and she worked in, I forgot where she worked at the bank, maybe human resources. And she was very nice. And I explained what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to school at DeVry. This is what I'm majoring in. I'll be graduating soon. And she says, okay, so let me know. And, you know, maybe I'll try to help you out with. I said, okay. But then, the scandal came like that. So in 1984, this was in May, it became insolvent. You know, like there was a run in the bank. And it was bad. It was in part about some bad loans from some other banks like that. So that was awful. And there was some guy, his name was John Lytle. He was an executive he was one of the leading officers of the bank, and he received kickbacks. So that was so scandalous, very scandalous. So there was a substantial run at the bank's deposits, and so a lot of people were panicky, and they went over there to, you know, went down to the bank and person to withdraw their money like that. So that's a shame like that. And that tarnished its bank's reputation for a long time. And then they reopened it, and then it became just Continental Bank. Not like the, there was another name for that. I can't think of it like that. It was called like Continental Illinois or Continental Illinois National Bank, but now it's Continental Bank. But I think it was always called like that. So it was seized by the FDIC. So I think everyone was fine. I think the customers were okay like that. Then, let's see what else. And then, yeah, so they renamed, Continental Illinois was renamed Continental Bank, and it continued to exist, you know. And then in 1994, it was acquired by Bank of America, and it's still there to this day. I went downtown maybe a few years ago, and I passed by it, and the building's still beautiful. I wish I went inside because I remember the architecture is absolutely gorgeous. Oh, it's lovely like that. So at least it's not... it's not abandoned, thank God, like that. So because Bank of America purchased LaSalle Bank, which was before Tomlin Bank. Talk about that someday. Another podcast episode. So then Continental Bank just disappeared. It was gone. Maybe it was for the best because it was too, I don't know. Maybe it brings back bad memories for some people like that, you know. But but the fun part of this bank was the commercials, you know, and that was during the 70s. Also, the other gifts they sold were collector plates. If a lot of people from the 70s will remember that, and they were hand-painted by... a known artist, his name was Franklin McMahon. I think that's what his name was. And you would collect, if you open an account, you would collect these plates. You can find these on eBay. That's no problem. You can find those, and they look very nice. You know, I remember those, and I remember the commercials. And that started about probably in the early 70s, like that. And so they cost, but you had to pay for those too. They were not free. No, they were not at all. So that's good. You know, they might be collector's items. I don't know how well-known Frank McMahon was as a well-known artist. You know, he wasn't like up to that level as famous artists like Van Gogh or Rembrandt or Whistler. I don't think so. I probably not. So there's, like I said, you can find them on eBay if you like them, you know, to be nostalgic like that. Okay. So that's the story of Continental Bank. All right, everyone, that'll be all for today. Do a recap of what I discussed. I talked about Musicland record stores and also the Continental Bank in Chicago. I will do another podcast episode, probably Valentine's Day, which is Tuesday. Oh, this will be fun. I'll think of something. I have an idea. And then episode 200 will probably be next weekend. So once I publish this podcast. I will mention if you have any suggestions to do the 200th episode, which will be a milestone, that is, excuse me. We'll see. But I have one in mind, so I'll probably go with that. But you never know. We'll see about that. Okay, this is Pika Science, your host for Vanish Chicagoland. Stories, the podcast. This podcast will be available whenever podcasts are. Like, for example, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also, this will be posted on my YouTube channel, Vanish Chicagoland Stories, and also on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. And it'll be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Mastodon. Help yourself. Okay. So everyone have a great weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend. You enjoyed the game. I'll see what I'm going to do. I'm not a football fan, but, you know, the best part, to me, the best part of the game is eating. Probably have some dip. Because I love dip like that. So thank you for joining me, and everyone have a great weekend, and I'll see you talk to you soon. So here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. So here's bye, bye from me. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.